There is a short story which I believe that many of you will be familiar with. Today's the stories, they go around so fast, those story about wise men. And it says that a young man had so many questions in his life and was to the point of being tormented about these questions because he didn't know which way in life he should take. So he knew about a wise man and he decided he would search where that wise man was living, hiding away somewhere up in a mountain. Usually they stay in a way far-reaching place. And there he goes on a journey trying to find until he met the wise man. Usually wise men, they say, don't have many words. So he was not saying much, but the young man was so eager, you know, to ask questions. And thus, usually, or many times, when we seek for that, we are looking for solutions. We give our problem and we answer the best question. Usually that's when they come to Jesus and they ask and they want the right answer and the solution for all the situations and problems, but usually it doesn't go that way. Jesus many times would give a question back, would not give an answer. But that the young man came to the wise man and said, I have problems in life and I came here to find the solution. And the wise man said, what is your problem? And he said, I feel like I have inside of me two wolves that are constantly fighting each other. And I know one is the good wolf and the other one is the bad wolf. Now my question is, in the end, which one of those will be the winner of this fight? The silence here is because the wise man, he made silence. He didn't answer right away. So some silence. And then he said, the one who will win is the one you feed most. That wolf will be the winner. We are listening in the Gospels for the past few weeks about the bread of life. The food that came down from heaven. Jesus began by multiplying the loaves and fish, feeding more than 5,000 people. And they all got so happy and so excited that they want to make him king. But Jesus ignored it and just went away. But they went after Jesus, and when they found him, he began then to teach them. Not only about the bread that they were looking for, but he began teaching about some food that is more essential than that bread they would eat every day. And he began preaching about the bread that came down from life. And then he said, I am the bread who came down from heaven. And when he started preaching, they started questioning, what are you talking about? We know you are from Nazareth. You know your father Joseph, your mother Mary. How come you say you came down from heaven? And Jesus continued, saying not only that he was the bread that came down from heaven, but saying, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And then when he started preaching that way, he lost, I believe, many of his audience. Because he said, what is now he's going mad? What is he talking about? Of course, Jesus In John's Gospel, this chapter 6, Jesus is talking about, it's a great preaching about the Eucharist, that in the Last Supper was the moment when he gave his disciples the bread and the wine, and he partaken with them and saying, "This is my body, this is my blood." So that they would have that bread that came down from heaven. Now back a few decades ago, I was reading the other day, and I found out that back in the 40s, I believe it was the 40s, maybe beginning of the 50s. Nobody here will remember that far, but you know, it was saying a doctor published a book about dieting. I didn't know that the idea of this fate of diet would be so far as the 40s. But he was saying in the book, said, "You are what you eat." Now, perhaps we have heard that expression, but it really comes from a book that was published back then. I forgot the name of the author of that book. But in saying that, you know, starting on the idea of, I believe, health, eating, what you eat is your body, you know, to have, you know, to be healthy, to have the energy that you need, but at the same time, not to create, you know, not become sick because of what you eat. So you are what you eat. And I was thinking of that, because I question myself, where do we look for the food that we need? And let's talk here, as Jesus was talking, not about, you know, the market or the fridge that we might go, you know, at night and trying to find something over there. No. Where do we nourish our beings to become who we are? In other words, you know, everything comes into place. You know, as the young man was asking the wise man, the wolf that you feed most will be the winner. That means, what do we feed into our lives? What do we read, if we ever read? What do we listen to? What do we watch over the television or everything? So that is, we have a result in our own lives. What are we building with our lives? What are we, you know, believing that will help us to be better people? If we go, you know, watching or reading or always, you know, surrounded ourselves with things that are not so good, of course that will have an effect in our lives. On the other hand, if we look for so many good things that can nourish our body, that can nourish our spirit, I believe that we know what wolf that is inside of us that will be feeding, and which one will win in the end. It's beautiful, because today first reading and even the second reading coincided about talking about the wisdom. Sometimes not easy, sometimes easy to think, and our mind goes that way, but then our actions not necessarily will follow what we know is the right path that we should take. Sometimes I know what is the good thing I should do, but the other thing is, you know, it's more fun, it's more interesting, it's more, you know, enticing, so I go the other way. But today's first reading was saying, seek the understanding. The understanding that we need. Sometimes we don't have. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't go necessarily, you know, with our, you know, with our age. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It presents wisdom, you know, It's beautiful in the scriptures, you know. It presents wisdom as a person preparing the house and preparing like a very nice banquet, dinner with choice wine and choice meats, and they're preparing everything. And in the scriptures, when we talk about the personified, you know, the wisdom as a person, we always talk that the wisdom is a woman. I wonder why. That's in the scriptures, you know. The wisdom, you know, she will prepare the table, she will, you know, prepare, mix the wine and dress the meat and everything, you know, showing that. But above all, the most important thing is, are we seeking, looking for this understanding, this wisdom? Or are we still perhaps trying to act and follow foolishness? Second reading talks about that, Ephesians. Don't be a fool. And I believe what Jesus is telling us, I'm the bread that came down from heaven, is telling us here, when we meet, when we celebrate, when we pray, when we listen, when we sing together in liturgy, that is the moment that we are feeding ourselves. Feeding ourselves with the best choice food that can be, that is the Lord Himself who gives Himself for us. So we can eat and drink. So we will have the wisdom. So we can go forth and live our lives. I mean, so many, you know, difficulties and trials and so many perils that's out there. But we know that we are not alone, because we carry the strength, the wisdom that we get from the food, the bread that came down from heaven. May we always, always come to this fountain of eternal life, this fountain of meaning in our lives. That's what the Lord wants us, to find and to follow the meaning that God has given us. And we will not find it somewhere else. There are many other places that will promise us just the same, will promise us happiness, joy, but sometimes it's that joy for the moment. You know, one day, one week, perhaps one year. But let us not look, you know, let's not be short-sighted. Let's look for life everlasting. That one, you only find that happiness here. Even though sometimes we are going to difficult moments, let us not see our lives as just one moment. Let us see the presence of God in the past and the assurance that God will always be there. He is the food that came down from heaven. He is the strength that we need. The wisdom, so that we are sure that inside of us we are feeding the best. So goodness will always win in the end.